All four of the men who filed the lawsuit had served their full sentence for sex crimes. They were then confined under Wisconsin's sexual predator law and held in solitary confinement for disciplinary reasons, in one case for 132 days. The men were sometimes stripped naked and held in cells without toilets. Attorney Pat Berrigan of the Wisconsin Coalition for Advocacy says the case is important because it clarifies that people held as sexual predators are patients and not prisoners.
The Constitution of the United States prevents the government from making an ex post facto law, a law that changes the length of punishment after you've already committed the crime. What they're supposed to be getting here is treatment for the mental disorder which caused them to be sexual offenders in the first place.
A spokesperson for the Justice Department agrees that mistakes were made in disciplining the men. Mike Bauer says the punitive solitary confinement imposed on them took place in the first year after the law was passed.
We're paying money because a mistake was made at sort of at the infancy of the sexual predator confinement law, and they were disciplined when they're supposed to be actually treated for their problems.
Bauer says changes have been made to prevent anything like this from happening again. Under the settlement, each man will get $500 for each day he was held in illegal confinement. The largest payout is $76,000. All but one of the men remains in state custody for violating their parole conditions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.